on the Gateway and back on Earth. Another thing, the science and tech demos, which really is no different than the ISS. And finally, we have our communications relay and command module. Down below, the Gateway specs are 4 crew members. I already mentioned 30 to 90 days. That's our pressurized volume. And then finally, we have a load limit with the Orion docked. And of course, you already know that the SLS is going to be bringing our astronauts and specialists from Earth to the Gateway and then from the Gateway to the Moon. On the right-hand side, the Gateway is going to be in a halo orbit that's 6 days to orbit the Moon. This is an optimum number. You can orbit the Moon as soon as a few hours, or it would be closer to half a month. Also, the Gateway serves as a hub for many more vehicles and many more access points, which I mentioned. Okay, any other information here? The 6 days, I want you to remember that will help you determine the selection of the halo orbit. Some of you probably already know. And then one of the areas on the Moon we are interested in as part of a secondary mission, actually it's a primary mission, is the South Polar Basin. And the reason for that is we have a billion gallons of ice there, and that's needed to make air and to make fuel. Next slide, please. All right, now we're focused on the 7 halo orbits. And the first one is a low lunar orbit. These are the low orbit period halo orbit and minimum amplitude range. All right, so we have the low lunar orbit, LLO. The orbit period's 2 hours, amplitude range 100 kilometers. And you can barely see it there. And this could be any inclination, which is the, with respect to the Earth-Moon orientation or axis. The PCO prograde circular is 11 hours, 3,000 to 5,000 kilometers. It's at the 75 degree angle with respect to the horizontal. That's the green one. Then we have the frozen lunar orbit, 13 hours, 880 to 8,800 kilometers at the 40 degree inclination. And then we have the elliptical lunar orbit, 14 hours, 100 to 10,000 kilometers, which is parallel to the Earth-Moon axis. Next slide. All right, now these are all 7 halo orbits. We've added 3 more. Down number 5 there on the list, we have the NRO, near rectilinear orbit. Orbit period 6 to 8 days, 2,000 to 75,000 kilometers. It's roughly polar. It's that black ellipse right in the center. The Earth-Moon L2 halo orbit is 8 to 14 days, 0 to 60,000 kilometers, depending on size, and the distant retrograde orbit is 14 days, 70,000 kilometers, and it's basically equatorial. That's the blue one. The L2 halo orbit is in red. All right. What did I ask you to remember about the secondary missions? How many days to orbit the Moon for the Gateway? What did I say? 6 days, right? 6 days. All right. So which one is it? Which one do you think NASA selected? They selected the NRO. All right. Now, we're not done yet. We have other factors to consider in selecting the NRO, and we'll do that at the very end. Next slide, please. All right, now this is our gateway configuration concept, and I don't know if Dr. Greg Stanley is on board yet, but he's my fact checker, so let's see how well I do. Starting from the left side, NASA Power and Propulsion Element, this module has been let, or at least solicitation bids are out. The ESA Spirit Command and Tech and Demo module is also in the same situation, solicitation contract solicitation. The US Utilization module is yet to be let out. The ESA International Habitation module is yet to be let out. The NASA Logistics Resupply module is yet to be let. The Canadian Space Agency robotics is being built. The US Habitation module is yet to be let. And finally, Roscosmos, the multi-purpose module, that's the Russian Space Agency, they're building it. Then, of course, we have Orion with a crew of four. And we're building that along with the Orion service module by the ESA. So a point here is we are in the process of building all these modules or close to it, letting it out so we can meet that 2024 deadline of having the entire gateway assembled. So we're in sort of in an aggressive management mode here. We have a few more pieces of information which I've already covered, everything from internal and external payloads to human and robotic surface exploration, international, internal and external robotics, and so on. If you have any questions, again, remember to use your chat. Next slide, please. All right, finally, we're going to talk about the three-stage option, understanding that Apollo landers were two-stage. And I hope you remember how they worked. They would land, and the descent module would remain, and then, of course, they would get into the ascent module. Well, they were already in there, and they would go back to the command ship. Currently, the solicitation went out to design and build a prototype, and we have three solicitors, Blue Origin, Dynetics, and SpaceX, and they'll have their prototypes ready by February 2021. That's only four months from now. So again, we're in an accelerated program, and you can tell that when it has extra, it has a transfer vehicle at the very bottom. Now this transfer vehicle is supposed to remain on the moon and move around from location to location. Its engine is supposed to be capable of gently landing the three-stage lunar lander on the surface of the moon. And then afterwards, the descent module should remain on the moon as a multifunction renewable surface platform. And the three-stage lander, of course, is coming from the Earth. The Orion project in three-stage landers will be sent by the SLS, that's our big rocket. Resupply will be done by SpaceX. Let's see. All right, let's go to the next slide. All right. a few of these slides have come from a source in the lower right-hand corner, Whitney and Martinez options for staging orbits in the CSI lunar lunar project 2015. And you can see these are now all the seven halo orbits on the first column. And we have a colored legend for those who hopefully know it's colorblind. Green is favorable. That's what we want. Yellow is marginal, and pink is unfavorable. Now, before we can place the halo orbits in order, we have a couple of unknown blocks. We have four unknown blocks. So let's look at the menus at the top. All right, it has to have access to Orion, the halo orbit. Now we're speaking of the halo orbits. And for the low lunar orbit, it's infeasible. It also has to have access to both poles. And the issue there is you have to do it within a certain time frame, which is delta T, and within a certain delta V. Finally, we need station keeping capability because we have other projects, the Artemis program, the manned mission to Mars project, and so on, landing on the moon too. Then we have two more columns. We have communication. We have to have maintained communication with Earth at all times and with the moon at all times. And the last column is solar panel efficiency. All right. So what I did was I did some research, and I actually wrote a report for Britton, Stein, and Pence. Pence is the chairman of the National Space Council. So they are aware of the corrections I made. So under communication then, the Chinese, you know, the Chinese landed a robot explorer on the South Polar Basin. Well, they put their communication satellite in polar orbit around orbiting Lagrange point L2. And that maintains constant communication with Earth and constant communication with the South Polar Basin. All right, so that legend, unknown, becomes yellow marginal. And then under thermal and solar panels, I already spoke about that. We're raising the efficiency, and all three of those columns, legends begin, are yellow, marginal. All right, the next slide, please. All right, so here is the halo orbits in order. You can see the NRO has four greens and one yellow. The PCO has four yellows and one green. The frozen lunar orbit has one pink, but if you place a communication satellite to orbit in a polar orbit of L2, that pink becomes yellow. All right, so we have some innovation there. All right, so this is the slide that I sent to Britton, Stein, and Pence. Okay, and again, if you have any questions, put them in the chat. Delta V is 800 meters per second or less, and our access has to be one day or less to any part of the lunar surface. Okay, that's another specification limit imposed by NASA. All right. So, the scuttlebutt is that SpaceX, Blue Origin, and Virgin Galactic want to place a gateway in the PCO because someone is going to be build a space cruise ship and have 25 passengers do an excursion on the moon or something like that. And then the Chinese are rumored also to build a gateway, and they'll take the number 3 there, the frozen lunar orbit. Now, the issue, of course, is you have these three orbits. The NRO is polar, so it's 90 degrees to the Earth-Moon inclination. The PCO is 75% at angle, and the frozen is at 40 degrees and 75 degrees, not percent. All right. Now, this is feasible because we place space stations in different Earth orbits. And likewise, you can only have one gateway per halo orbit for risk management and safety management purposes. All right, one more slide, please. Next slide. All right, this is our fellow Chinese. The first two slides are real. There's their roving robot near the South Polar Basin. And it went there because, of course, it has 1 billion gallons of frozen ice. And that third slide there on the right, or picture, is just a sketch. This is the 3B rocket on the left, and in the middle is the V4 probe. And that was last year when it landed. All right, I'm done, and I'm open to chat questions and live questions.
So, John, we have one from the chat from David. When you say that some of the lander options do not fit on launch vehicles, do you mean they exceed volume or mass or both constraints?
Okay, could you repeat that, please?
When you say that some of the lander options do not fit on launch vehicles, do you mean they exceed volume or mass or both constraints?
Oh, I was speaking of the relationship between the halo orbits and the any landing spot on the any landing location on the lunar surface. Some halo orbits are too far away. I mean, you can't waste your fuel getting to the moon. So you have to be relatively close enough so that you have enough fuel to land safely. And that's my answer.
He also has an additional question, and also this is a 5-minute warning to wrap up the Q&A so we could proceed with the rest of the agenda. The second question was, which lander options are limited by what constraints and for which launch vehicle options?
Okay, well, I can say about the SLS. The SLS is going to bring the two boosters have been tested and they're successful. But the SLS is going to bring primarily the astronauts and the 3-stage lunar lander to the gateway, or connecting to the gateway. And it will be used, of course, you know, for surface missions. And the SpaceX Falcon heavy lift vehicle, not Falcon, it's not the Falcon, is it? What is it? Is it the Falcon? Well, anyway, the heavy lift is going to resupply the gateway for now, initially. Is that what he's asking?
David, can you confirm that your question was
answered? Yeah, well, the question really was, you had a slide that said certain single-stage landers and and two-stage landers and such could not fit on certain launch vehicles. Could you go back to that slide, please?
Okay, let's go back to the slide.
Do you remember approximately how far back it was?
Five or six slides. There's only a total of 12 slides.
This one, just passed it. Yeah, just passed it.
I'm sorry, two slides back. One more. Another one. Oh, you're going backwards.
And all the lander options. There you go.
All right.
So you have a single stage human lander. This does not fit on any launch vehicle, including SLS Block 1B cargo and two stage options and three stage options.
Right, as designed, right, because it's weight and size. That's correct. Yeah. Now I understand your question. No, we're not going to have any single stage human landers. We're going to go with the three stage option.
Yeah, that's kind of unfortunate because there's only a limited really number of good landing sites. And every time we leave a descent stage on the surface, we've basically just used up one of the good sites along the South Polar region. So we really should be looking at ways of either getting to a single stage lander, whether we resupply propellant to it by bringing up propellant for the lander separately, or some other means of being able to preserve those sites. If we start having to prepare landing pads, then we've got to have some operation to move those descent modules off of the landing pads.
Yeah. Well, again, we have certain restrictions in size and volume for the gateway because of our launch payload capability.
So one of the things that when I was at JSC, we studied the refueling options, resupply of propellant options. And one of the things we found was that we could double the mass to any particular location, whether it was lunar surface or any other orbit, by refueling a vehicle on orbit. I wonder if that has been considered for this.
Right. Well, okay. You know, you have the Chinese. Eventually, they're going to have a gateway. SpaceX will have a gateway. So maybe their gateway will be larger, or have a interface for a larger single stage human lander. And we also expect in the late 2020s to have mining companies involved to mine titanium and aluminum on the moon. I mean, the moon is a mineral wonderland, much larger than, of course, the mineral wonderland of Mongolia. So, I mean, I'm sure that's being looked at too. That angle is being looked at. So probably you're right. Someday we'll have these single stage human landers, which are much larger. Thank you. That's a good question. All right, any other live questions or chat?
Time for one more. One from Paul. Is a reusable lander a conceivable solution?
Well, for right now, we have two innovations. The innovation of the transfer vehicle to move from a point to point and have a 15 or 30 day mission with our three or four astronauts. And then, of course, to use the descent module as a renewable platform. That's where we're at. And we'll see how well that works. I think we need more information. Okay.
Okie doke. Unfortunately, that's all the time that we have right now. One